let's figure out exactly what just happened to your 401k, our 401k, all of our 401ks. Craig Balanos is with us right now, and he is, and don't tell me, Craig. I have it right here. CEO and founding partner, Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. The coronavirus seems to be the blame here for the Dow going down 1,000 points, about 3.5 points earlier today. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Wow. Well, I tell you what, if I had my wish, what I am hoping is tomorrow morning when we open, the market's going to get hammered again. I would be actually reassured, contrary to popular belief, if the market opened down and then we saw recovery as the day went on. And there's a good chance that can happen because this coronavirus, on top of other things that are happening, is so newsworthy. I think people are going to get into a little bit of a panic, not necessarily like the end of 2018, but it feels similar. And actually, I'm hoping we can actually settle people down so they don't make a bad mistake coming into tomorrow's trading action.
So set people up for another dive tomorrow, right? Because
yep.
The headlines today are the Dow gave up all of the year's gains so far, but the year is only 2 months old. So, all right, we'll take that. The bigger issue is people looking at their 401ks or their investment plans or whatever it happens to be. It's all on your computer. It's on your phone. You can take a look at it. You can look at your net worth 15 times a day if you want to do that or more. And a lot of people do. Most people in your business don't want people doing that all day long because you get a lot of phone calls, and especially on a day like today. So as you look at 401ks, and break it down for me by age groups, would you? So people who are just starting out in the 401ks, this is like not a very big deal, right?
Well, you know what, Ro? That's wicked smart. I like what you said. Let's break it down by age group, as you suggest. So if I may, let's just go with the younger investors in your 20s and 30s. And I'm not saying that what's happening now is not significant if you're in your 20s and 30s. But the truth is, I think if you're in your 20s and 30s, your savings rate is that much more important than the actual rate of return on the S&P 500 on any given day of the week. So the reality
is, how much you're socking away is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's how much you're socking away, because, you know, thinking about this, you know, since you gave me the idea of doing it in ages, you know, if we just have someone who's just out of their, you know, just out of college, they're in their first job, maybe they've put away some amount of money. If that money declines 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%, well, you know, losing 10% on 10,000, it hurts, but it's not the end of the world. And
right.
If you can just be focusing on...
it'll come back.
Yeah, it's going to bounce back. But more importantly, if you think about it, if you had a $10,000 balance that dropped 10%, you lose $1,000. I think it's more important for that young person to be concentrating on funding $6,000 a year into that IRA, because it's going to move the needle so much more. So, yes, young people shouldn't be panicking. And who doesn't want to buy things when they're on sale?
Right.
I like to. I'm sure you like to as well.
Not really. I've been accused of having to pay full price all the time. But that's the point, is that when stocks do drop like this, there could be incredible values ahead. But let's continue on with the IRAs, though. That's the most important thing, and we can talk about individual stocks eventually, maybe. So, all right. So for the bulk of people with IRAs prior to retirement, 40s and 50s, as they're looking at it, is it especially the closer, the more they get to a retirement age, should they be freaked out today?
Well, I think, you know, if you're in your 40s and 50s, since you selected those ages, my thoughts are most people are still going to be 10, 12, 15 years from retirement. And if history is my guide and it's the only guide I have, that's always been more than enough ample time to ride out anything bad that could occur. And that doesn't mean people should just sit blindly by and watch prices cascade downwards. But I think if you're in your 40s or 50s, we've got to introduce another discussion, which is a lot of people, I'm in that age band, Ro, we're not just investing for our retirement, we're investing for things like our kids' college money. I got
right.
One in college, one heading to college. So if people take one action item from our conversation today in their 40s or 50s, they ought to look at their 529 savings plans, any of those investments they have earmarked for their kids' college, and make sure they're not too far over their skis just in case things do the unexpected and get an awful lot worse.
All right, so people of retirement age who are concerned about what the value of their 401k is if they're drawing out of it?
Well, I think that's a big deal, because losses in retirement are devastating, because The time is no longer on your side. And again, the only way anybody gets injured when they're investing is if they have to sell when prices are low. So what I would challenge everybody listening right now to do is sit back and say, hey, whatever happened just happened. The market's up gigantic since the Great Recession of 08-09. Right. And if you are at or in retirement and you don't have 2, 3, 4 years of safe money tucked away somewhere, I would encourage people to go ahead and raise some cash, because that's what you need, not just to get retired, but to stay retired. You got to have enough safety in the form of dry powder.
So people in their 60s right now or their 70s who are deciding, okay, do I have to ride this out? Should I keep everything in equities? In a moment like this, Craig Balanos, who should mention your company again, CEO and founding partner, Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove, so you say take cash out, but that's the sort of attitude that's going to continue to drop the market, is it not?
Well, again, my cash out is this. You know, if somebody's investing, and let's look at what's happened. The market has just created new high after new high after new high, and investors in retirement, if they have a large portion of their stocks, money in stocks, they probably have a higher percentage in stocks than they've ever had. A lot of people I'm meeting are finding out that they're way more exposed to the stock market than they plan to be. And it's for those investors that I say, listen, you need to stay in the game because you have to continue to grow your capital in retirement. But if you find yourself not sleeping at night, mm-hmm. or you find yourself looking at your statements mm-hmm. and saying, you know what? Where is my money going to come from for the next 2, 3 years if things were to get really bad? If you don't have that cash available, now is as good of time ever to raise a little bit of that cash just to make sure you're not forced to sell if prices go lower in the future.
Well, Craig Balanos, let's talk about what just happened here, though. It appears to be, this is not based on fundamentals necessarily in the market. It's based on the event of the coronavirus. And the event of the coronavirus, it is assumed, and even by the World Health Organization, that is now looking at this as a potential pandemic. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But it seems to be almost a seasonal, at least that's what a lot of analysts are looking at. Even the president last week said that, yeah, by the spring it'll be okay. I'm not sure I agree with that, but if this is just an event curve as opposed to an actual fundamentals curve. But an event curve could make a fundamentals curve eventually, right?
No, you're correct. It could be a self-induced prophecy. I don't want to see that happen. But I just draw on what's occurred in the last 20 years. We had SARS. We had avian flu. We had MERS. We had Ebola. We had Zika. Now we got the corona. And the reality is, during all of those previous issues, you saw this market lose anywhere between 5 and roughly 13%. Well, guess what? We're already down 5. We probably have a little bit more damage left to go, but in all those other previous conditions, with at least 3 of those being strains of influenza that mutated, not that dissimilar to corona, right. I think at the end of the day, the market bounced back in every scenario because the underlying economy was strong. We have those same fundamentals in place, so it would be foolish for me to believe that the probabilities do not suggest that this too will pass, but I think we have a little bit more pain left to go before we end up riding the ship.
All right, Craig, I got 1 minute left. Are there sectors that people should think about investing in, safe harbor sectors?
Well, you know what I'm looking at right now is if you look at what's been doing so well, you got the backdrop of TINA, there is no alternative, with interest rates so low that's going to continue to push money into stocks. And then when you look at stock sectors, as you indicate, you've got another acronym, I call it Big Mo, the big momentum plays, large tech, et cetera. I still think that even though that's at risk with some of the big companies that are out there, Apple in particular warned about this last week, you have to continue to focus on those technology momentum plays, because I think that's where the money is going to continue to go to, because investors want revenue growth, they want earnings growth, and when you look at all the sectors in the marketplace with what's happening right now, you can find more easily revenue and earnings growth inside the momentum plays, aka big tech. So if I'm creating a shopping list this afternoon, that's probably where I'm starting.
All right. It's a little bit of safe harbor, you'd think. What about financial instruments? Anything?
Oh, in terms of financial instruments, yeah. You know, right now I can't get excited about financial stocks because of something called net interest margin.
Right.
That's another conversation. But I do think everybody should really just focus and take a look again. There's nothing wrong with some high-yield savings accounts, money market, CDs, et cetera.
There you go.
That's a place to be.
All right. Craig Balanos, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. Founding partner, Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. Have a good afternoon.